解决纠纷难道只能打官司？不用那么麻烦，上您传授三字诀 ADR 诉讼外纷争解决机制，像是邻居纷争、消费争议、劳资问题或甚至医疗纠纷，都可以利用 ADR 来解决，程序简单有效率，并且不用花大钱，方便、快速又和谐。遇到纠纷选择 ADR， 不必打官司，让你省时又省钱。
以上广告由司法院提供。
Hello， 通勤家族 ，This is Angel， 在这里祝大家农历佳节快乐，好运龙中来。通勤学英语，春节不打烊。每周节目照常更新，陪大家过个好年。
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of Teacher's Lounge. You are now listening to John, and today joining me at Teacher's Lounge is Angel.
Hello, you guys. This is Angel.
Right, Angel, welcome back. And we haven't heard from you for a while because you are mighty busy.
Mighty busy.
You are mighty busy.
Mighty busy.
Yes, you have been traveling around the globe. You have been really working hard to get your promotion.
Yeah. I think I've been away from the family for almost a year.
For a while. Yes, but we didn't forget you. We didn't forget you.
Thank you, guys.
We didn't forget you. So first things first, when we get to Teacher's Lounge, we got to do shout-outs.
All right.
And you saw the message that I passed to you earlier from Victor Yan.
Big shout-out to Victor Yan.
Okay. Well, if you pronounce it the Western way, it's Yang. And then if you pronounce it the Asian way, it's Yang.
So Victor Yang.
So thanks, Victor. So Victor sent me a message. This is quite interesting. 就 Victor 那一次呢，听了克宁那一集呢，有关这个早餐的那一集。
烧饼。
对，烧饼那一集。那厚超厚烧饼这件事情呢，他就说，欸，那个超厚烧饼啊，就是排队排很多，其实已经有名很久了。然后只是就我孤陋寡闻不知道，那也没有吃就 OK， 所以呢他顺便呢就跟大家跟我聊了一下，然后就说呢，哦，这个非常非常喜欢这个 15 Minutes Cafe with Angel 这样子。
Victor，
对，
Victor 也是个 foodie 哦，看起来。
对，也是 foodie 啦，所以其实台湾人不是 foodie 就不是台湾人了，是吧？
好像是，
没错。所以非常谢谢 Victor 这个时不时的来跟我们私讯哦，来聊聊，
谢谢 Victor。
所以也欢迎我们的这个不管是已经是我们的 VIP 会员的听众家族，还是说我们还没有加入的听众家族，都欢迎来给我们私讯咯。好，那我们就会给大家一个 shout out like this. All right,
thank you, Victor.
是 And then quick announcement before we get into the meat and potatoes of today's episode. 这边跟大家公告一下呢，我们的社会人核心英语呢，有给我们的 VIP 会员特别的优惠折扣码。在这个 VIP 会员呢，可能最近的电子报里面呢，大家都会看到有一个这个优惠公告，这些好康公告呢，请大家就要认真看啦。这个时候呢，就会有一些折扣给大家。那之后呢，如果我们有一些比如说厂商给的折扣啦，或者是优惠等等的，那可以分享给大家，我们也会用这样子的方式来跟大家公告，来给我们这个通勤家族 VIP 会员更多好康的优惠还有好东西这样子。So until February 17, 这个折扣呢，欢迎大家来试看看哦，我们的社会人核心英语。然后这个折扣呢是到2月17号，然后让这边是到2月17号值，然后呢在这边就是让张老师呢帮大家准备明天的成功啦。好的， And let's get to the meat and potatoes of today's episodes. 很早很早呢，我常常上次我们跟 Angel 在讨论这个 Teacher's Lounge 的时候呢，我们常常都讲说 This is the way you should study. This is the best way. That is the best way. 大家都觉得都希望听到这种 shortcut, 这种 technique 嘛，对不对？ But we never talk about things you shouldn't do.
You shouldn't do when you're learning English.
Yeah, we don't talk about that. 就是常常我们都听人家讲说，啊，这样子学才对。对不对？那我们是不是也要讨论一下怎么样才是错误的方式？常常看到人家做了错误的示范或错误的方式，对不对？ 如果你 avoid 错误的方式，那是不是我们做的方式就是越来越正确呢？
就是越来越成功、
嗯、没错，越来越正确，越来越成功，越来越找到自己的这种学习方式嘛。对，所以呢 Let's talk about the top three things one shouldn't do when learning English、
嗯、
What's one from your side?
Okay、I want to share observe during the interview.
Oh the yes, your recent interview, yes.
So each one of us, we got 1 minute of self-introduction.
Okay.
So that you know you will have introduction. So basically you can prepare at home and then you can write something about yourself, right?
Okay.
But I found that a lot of like cabin crew or a lot of people when they want to do the self-introduction, they、mm-hmm. tend to forget that they are actually talking to people.
Okay, fair.、Hmm.
So they think that they are writing an essay or an article, but it's not...a way that it's easy to speak out.、
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to say is that when you want to learn English, one day you have to speak out, right? So think about who you are talking to.
Ah,
and
perfect.
And not just on the paper.
Right, right.、
Mm. So I can tell that actually they have a memo and that they have, really they have a preparations, but、mm-hmm. they're never spoken.
Right.
It's always on the paper.So whenever they want to try, we only have 1 minute, right? Like our elevator pitch. You only have a very short time to impress others. So
exactly.
If you never speak out, and、yes. then you don't have the chance to shine.
Okay.
所以有很多看到有些同事他们其实就是在
准备很久然后写一堆。
对。他就是一直在要想。
一直在背那个顺序。
对。
背那个 keyword。
你就是你啊。你不在那张纸上。所以你要表示的东西是你自己，那些东西是在你这边这样子。所以，但是他就是一直要想着他学过的字，
没错。
但其实那些东西他都会，但只是他可能紧张，或者是说在面试的时候就慌乱了阵脚，那很可惜。或是他就一直在写，把这个文法写得很漂亮，很漂亮，可是他没有练习把它讲出来，他没有去想象一个场景去把它说出来。
所以这个讲到一个重点，就是说。嗯欸我们在 prepare interview 的时候啊像 Angel 就会看到说、嗯、啊那个很可惜他听起来的稿子准备的 script, 我们准备的那个 script, 那个 scripting 的部分感觉还不错可是呢他紧张到说他讲不出来然后又感觉没有内化说听起来像是他自己的东西。
看起来他背文章
所、嗯。所以这个 script 呢就也很拗口对不对 ?As a piece of writing, it's good, but,、嗯As
a
part of your speech,、mm-hmm. maybe it needs to be tweaked. 所以很多人呢都发现说，是不是我们都太习惯过去呢？就是我们写那个稿子，花很多时间。其实你 prepare 那个 interview 啊，我们在 prepare interview 的时候，我常常跟我的学生或我的 client 也讲，就是你想哦 ，prepare interview 的时候，你只有比如说你有10个小时 prepare， 那你要多少时间放在 scripting？多少时间放在 rehearsal 多少时间放在 tweaking、mm-hmm. 你应该是怎么样去思考你就会发现说大家都觉得 scripting till the last minute 就是我一直把那稿子改了写改了写写了又改改了又写然后这样子这个 script 呢我就背一背然后就可以了事其实是错的其实 scripting 呢只是给你一个 rough idea 给你一个 flow
嗯，没错
最重要的还是那个 presentation你那个眼神你的言语还有你讲出来是不是你有内化就算你可能有微微的错可是你的自信心不在你很容易没有办法把你想讲的话讲出来
表达出来
对没有办法表达自我那其实面试官呢他看不到那个自信心呢其实也会打折扣的
这非常的可惜
对 So things you shouldn't do is over script、嗯、对不对我们不要把写稿当作是最重要的一部分 It's not Don't do thatOkay, I think that's a great tip. So my tip is, don't do dictionary work. It's the worst thing in the world.
Wow.
大家不要太喜欢查字典，或者是一直查字。
但是很多同学会说他们很 insecure， 因为我不懂这个字，
我不懂这个字，
整篇文章就因为这个字不会，然后我就看不懂了。
可是呢，很好笑的是。一篇文章可能有350个字到500字，你怎么会因为一个字看不懂就会看不懂这个文章 ？It doesn't make sense、mm-hmm.。所以这整篇的文章或指责 text 里面呢，其实你只要有50%以上的方向，它就会给你一个方向，有个 context、uh-huh. 一个情境。所以像比如说我们刚刚讲的 interview， 对不对？你有一个 interview 的这个 instructions，、
mm-hmm.
那个 instruction 可能有几个字你 miss out，maybe it's the key，maybe it's not。Maybe it's not. you don't have to care. 可是你要知道说、这个情境是一个 interview, that's the key.、所以从 interview 这个情境呢再去推断说这个字有没有重要。它是一个名词还是它是一个动词还是它是一个什么词。
嗯哼，所以可以去无存精，不需要太过度的在意那些你 uncertain 的东西。
没错。然后呢、有一些有一两种呢他们的这个尤其是考卷啦或者是很多时候大家去挑战的这些比较高段的一些文章、其实它里面的 meaning 不多，它只是写的很 fancy, 它只是写的很华丽。可是呢其实里面的本意没有不多，所以呢其实很多时候呢跳着看跟你把它全部都看懂其实是差不多的
啊。
可是呢大家都忽略到说阅读测验这件事情呢，阅读不是背单字，不是单字分析，它是阅读。所以阅读呢 if you understand the gist of the articleIt will give you a sense of direction. 所以呢其实每一段落大家在阅读的东西的时候呢很习惯性就是开始查字典。No, you want to get a full mental picture of the article first. 你要先从它的 title, 它的 intro, 它的 body, 到它的 conclusion, 用这些架构呢来去推断说这一篇文章它的导向是什么，它是正向的负向的，它是要要我去做些什么，还是他只是宣导一个概念，还是他有他是什么样的这么样的一个文章，然后你再去推断说有没有需要 dictionary word,、
word by word 这样子。
可是很多时候大家才看了前面几行就直接哦，我要开始查字典了，
因为看到一个字不认识就会很慌张、
这很慌张、
这是什么、
可是你
什么
我再用另外一个 example, 就是比如说、你就想说我只有小二的中文程度对不对，那我怎么看金庸的、我跳着看啊、因为我就看这个人打下一个人嘛，然后呢他里面的招数什么的就看不懂就跳过啊，反正他就是 K 他了嘛
好像也蛮有道理。
然后呢那个女生就哭了嘛，然后呢就怎么样，所以他是一个他我 storyline 有 catch 到啊，只是说他那个招数那个细腻度我没有掌握度、那个整个 mental picture 我没有嘛。可是我第二次看的时候我是不是可以看细一点，因为我已经知道哦，这个人是出拳、可是出拳打到哪里伤到他，然后呢有没有内伤，然后呢什么内功等等的，然后呢这个女生哭了，我第二次的 reading 我就会再把它 fill the gap, 我不需要第一次看的时候我就全懂啊。
对对对对对 对,
对，那你看哦，我就算看了三遍的金庸的这个 whatever 射雕英雄传啊，或者是这个神雕侠侣啊，我看三遍了以后可能我只懂一半，然后其他的都是招数嘛，都是名词嘛，然后人名我根本没在背的，我只知道有一个人就这样。
所以其实对你的 reading 对整个故事了解其实是没有任何影响的。
没有影响。当然啦、这个是 novel 啦，就是我拿一个 novel 的概念来讲，就是说我就算那时候中文其实的容量真的是不够，可是我可以用前后文去猜这个事情发生什么事情。对，而且我也不在意说我到底知不知道那个字，因为我是最后再去问人的，我最后再去查字典的。其实我很少查字典，我都用问人比较快，我就拿去给我妈妈看，说这个是这个字怎么念，
最有效率的
方法，这什么意思。对，就这样结束。I don't let it bother me at that moment because the point is reading. 重点是在阅读，不是在，对，重点是了解这篇文章，重点不是要分析它的那个每个字。对，这个就是一个 difference。
重点在阅读，
对，重点在阅读，
了解整篇文章的内容。
是，那所以很多人就会说，其实 it's almost the same as listening. 很多人都说，哦，他就讲很快，我就听不到。其实说实在的，很多人讲很快，我也听不太。I don't care what he says. I'm trying to catch the keywords too.
Keywords only.
因为讲很快的人，其实就是他的个性啊，我没办法。
其实对啊 ，keywords 了解，它有很多可能就是一些是 well, you know, that's putting this way.
Filler words.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
美国人就 like.
Like yeah,
this,
I recall,
like that.
Yeah, you know, well,
filler words.
Like yesterday.
There we go.
Like...
that's right. So that's my tip.
Okay.
You know, dictionary work last. Don't worry. Find the context first. Figure out the context first.
Yeah. Yes.
So the last tip. Do we have a last tip?
I think I have one more.
All right.
Okay. So it also happens in the interview.
Okay.
So I can see that they are really trying to answer the interviewer's questions,、but they keep on saying sorry. Because they want to correct their grammar.
Oh.
But actually, there's not major mistakes on their grammar.
Yes.
So just a tiny, tiny one, but they keep on saying, oh, I'm sorry, let me refresh. And then 2 seconds or 5 seconds, yes. Gone.
So what do we call this? Overly humble?
Overly
you apologize
humble,
overly for things that people don't care about?
Like overcorrections?
Overcorrection?
Overcorrection?
No. When we say overcorrection, that's correction from another person, right? When teachers correct the students.
Uh-huh.
But this is like correcting yourself.
Yes, correcting yourself.
So
overcorrecting yourself? Can we?
Overcorrecting yourself? How about
overcorrecting?
How about highlighting your weakness? You're showing the interviewer that you know you made a lot of mistakes.
Oh.
So I would say over self-conscious. 太过于自觉了。
你很清楚
你自己 make 那个 mistake, 然后你就一直说哦不好意思刚刚我讲错了然后再来一次。
对。Keep on repeating the mistake.
Yeah, it's like you're very self-conscious about everything. And that reflects on your self-confidence as well.
Insecurity as well.
Yeah, and then you become insecure. Ultimately, because you are saying sorry the whole time, number one. Number two, you know you're making mistakes. And then when you start making one mistake, second mistakes pop up, third mistake will come.
And then
you become a train wreck.
Oh, no. That's pretty.
吃一次螺丝,吃两次螺丝,吃三次螺丝,那就不回来了。
然后你整趟面试或是整趟聊天,你就会整个人很 down。气势大低落，
所以呢，很多时候呢，我觉得这个是一个，我觉得 personality thing。If you are over prepared on scripting， 我觉得这又回到 scripting， 因为你太在意 scripting 了
啊，太 focus on what you。
可是如果你今天有 rehearse 的话，你就知道说，哦，对哦，这个地方很卡，我怎么改这个地方？你会去 tweak。可是呢，如果你一直太 over rely on scripting， 那你一定完蛋。一定完蛋，因为 during the presentation, interviewer 是要看你的 presentation， 他是要看你的临场反应，他当下的那个神情，当下的反应，所以不是你的 script 写多好 ，That's not the point.
That's not the point. Really.
That's not the point. Yes. 然后呢 ，and this is something true for even voiceover acting and also stage plays and also acting in general.就是说很多时候大家都发现说在 presentation 啊或表演啊或者是在声音表演上面也是你错了就错了就不要倒回去了你就往前走你就继续因为实际上一整个 flow 下来或一整段落下来的时候其实很多时候听众或者是 interviewer 是不知道你 make mistake
不会发现的对
可是呢如果你自己停下来interviewer 一定会 notice 你的 pause 一定会 notice 你的Sorry, I made a mistake. 然后他就会想说啊，好，就是我刚刚没听到，可是谢谢。
2-2.
There we go. 对 ，So that's the one thing for you guys. The top three things you shouldn't do. Okay, don't overscript. Don't do over rely on dictionary work.
Dictionary words.
Yeah. Okay. Reading. You want to focus on the skill of reading, not on reading the dictionary.
That's not the dictionary.
And then also at the same time, to build self-confidence and to overcome your fear and insecurity, you want to act as if nothing happened. If you make a mistake, so be it. We are not perfect. It's fine. Accept it and move on. Those are the three things you shouldn't do. You shouldn't stop yourself. Okay. Right. So guys, would you like us to talk about more learning tips like this? If you do...Please do send us a message of any kind. Leave us a comment down below using the comment link. Or you are welcome to write us an email or send us a DM through our Instagram or Facebook. You're all welcome. And most importantly, we are soliciting members' requests for topics and articles for our shadowing activity and also 15 Minutes Cafe. 所以大家要记得了我们的 VIP 会员请记得要使用我们的许愿表单。这样子呢你可以许愿。文章还有呢其实我们每周已经有在做了哈就是许愿文章或者是我们 15 Minutes Cafe 的主题你有希望我们想多讲什么东西吗等等的其实慢慢的呢我们都会把它推出上架然后呢我们会给你一个 shout out 那如果你特别呢比如说你特别喜欢 shout out 的话呢 It's okay send us a comment we'll give you a shout out in the next episode anyways alright
You will, definitely. 对啊，我收到粉丝的讯息都很开心耶，知道你们有想要听什么东西，我们都会使命必达，使命必达。
是是是，没有错。所以我们现在 Friday 呢，在国际时事跟读的 VIP 单元里面， Friday 就是我们的 casual day， and that's the members request day。 所以 Friday 呢，都是我们的一些 members request 啊，大家许愿，或者是其实这个许愿呢，可能是每个人都有不同的喜好，然后想要跟我们更多的通勤家族去分享，因为每个人喜好的东西都不一样。那只要我跟阿健老师呢有找到相关的 topics 呢，然后有发现我们诶这个东西是对我们来说也是一个 learning topic 呢，就会来跟大家做一些分享，然后呢顺便给你一个 shout out， 谢谢我们的通勤家族 VIP 会员呢来跟我们多多互动啦，好不好？Okay, until next time, you guys, thank you for joining us today, and we will see you in the next Teacher's Lounge. Cheers, you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.